Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a chaplain at the Monastery of Mary the Queen in Girard, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, The Gospel and My Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, The kingdom of God has come near to you. The Gospel of the Lord. We have a rather remarkable text today in terms of how it strikes me. Of course, it's about discipleship, and therefore it's about all of us who are hearing the gospel. And Jesus sends out these 70, not just the 12, but 70, two by two, to prepare the way for his coming. And he says, the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot to be done. We're not nearly there. We don't have, perhaps, enough laborers for the task at hand. But nevertheless, I'm sending you out. But then there's that line that would make one shrink a little. Stand back and wonder, you're sending me out like a lamb among wolves? What chance do I have? But then Jesus continues, go simply, proclaim peace. And don't wonder about if you're accepted at a house, stay there. Be content, eat what's given to you, but be about the business at hand, healing and preaching, letting them know that God is near. Now, I do not want to be, nor do I think I am as such, being political. But it's difficult to separate some verses from this text from the world in which we find ourselves, the messiness of the world in which we live. And I have to ask, what does the gospel have to do with my life here and now in this world at this time? The line that stood out was being sent out like lambs amid wolves. That doesn't concern me immediately so much, personally, in terms of what's expected of me, but it made me first think about the hundreds, thousands that are being deported from my country without really recognizing their human dignity. They are being treated not even like lambs, but they certainly find themselves in the midst of wolves. And so I ask myself, is there an evangelical way, a gospel way, to deal with this issue of immigration? Everyone agrees that a country needs to be solicitous of itself, and that criminals who might be among us, who are not citizens or undocumented, they ought not be here. But just random, massive deportations, these poor lambs sent away without dignity and without recourse to law. But as it continues, the gospel says about you and me, because we are among the 70, we are among those who have been called, chosen, baptized, filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, sent into the world as witnesses to the gospel. And so what does it mean for me to live the gospel? If I live it in the world in which I find myself, will I find myself also like a lamb among wolves? Will I get eaten up? I think in the United States, but of course it has ramifications throughout the world, I think of the budget that has recently been approved in the Senate, and I'm not sure when, but perhaps by the time we hear this, may have been further approved in our House of Representatives. But basically at the heart of that budget is an awareness that we are going to take some things from the poor, even if there are some who are not in need of it. We are going to, by and large, take massive things from the poor in order to give more to the rich. It actually seems as if few of those voting for it thought about the fact in a second way, why are we lowering taxes on the rich? To me, it doesn't make sense. To others, perhaps it does, given whatever economic theory they follow. But all I would ask of those in Congress, my Congress, who voted for it, to simply have integrity. And in a way, I would like to hear those who voted for it, because these are Christian people. They desire a Christian country. I would like them to simply stand up and say forthrightly, I saw that you were hungry, but I decided not to give you food. You were thirsty, but I decided not to give you drink. I would like to hear some of them say very honestly, and perhaps with some self-justification, to say, woe to you poor, for blessed are you rich. We shall make you richer. I would like one of them to stand up and say, I've discovered that it is possible. It is possible to give due diligence to both God and mammon, to both God and wealth. Now, I say these things, depending upon where people are politically, etc., not in the sense to increase any sense of divisiveness among us, but to ask the question, what does it mean for me to live the gospel to be an evangelical person in the world and not just say something that I believe, but to let that faith, that gospel, this gospel, Luke's gospel, the gospel of compassion, have an impact in my life. Am I a person with integrity? What is the witness that I give? The challenging question for me is, am I afraid myself to be something like a lamb in the midst of wolves? Am I able to ask myself the question, what does it mean to live the gospel? This is, it seems to me, the challenge and all that Jesus is asking when he says to these 70 that he sends out, say, when you arrive, I'm here to promote peace. Peace be with you. For indeed, the kingdom of God is close. It is close because I myself am living what Christ asks of me, which is at times challenging, dangerous. But let me, O Lord, not be afraid to at least raise the question, what does it mean to say that I am your follower? May God be with us during these difficult times.